Yeah, it was that was an interesting time because for me, it's the first time that I saw a broader coalition of people in Denton working together, even across conventional political boundaries or conventional sort of interests, stakeholders, in order to make this happen. So it was actually pretty exciting. I was not directly involved in any of the movement, but I was definitely, aware of it, would hear about meetings and, read about it in the paper every now and then and try to stay up to date on what was going on, like, when they worded what the proposition was going to be. It was kind of confusing that if you voted yes, it meant that you wanted, or it was kind of like the opposite, right? It was the wording was in one direction that actually meant the other thing. And but I distinctly remember that there was a big lead on that. Like everybody was talking about it, so that by the time you went to vote, it was clear to you which, direction you were going to vote for what, even though it seemed like it was confusing to begin with, right? I also remember that there were people walking around gathering signatures in a way to like ask you to make a certain commitment to how you were going to vote. And that was also confusing too, because there were people from both sides, for and against the ban. And those who were against the ban, it seemed like they were promoting some very confusing information in those campaigns to gather signatures. So it was just like a lot of stuff was going on. All at the same time, but it was very interesting to see Denton kind of gather around a particular issue like this. And it started to seem like, oh, well, even though this is not, a liberal urban center of Texas, like the urban centers in Texas are usually pretty liberal, pretty blue, that there's some potential for this place to maybe embrace some of its possible, its potential progressive identity.